At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's go right to him. Alex Donna, host of Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast. Also does the post game for QAM for the Miami Hurricanes, getting set for Sunday night, man. What should be a lot of fun between Notre Dame coming down here at Hard Rock Stadium to play the University of Miami. And Alex joins us right now. And man, all this yap all off season, and here we are a couple days away. Everybody's breaking this down, and experience versus the unknown. But it looks like Mario's talked about this by far being the best all-around team he feels he's ever had. What's kind of the key for you when you look at this? I know you've been asked by everybody's brother. When you break it down, what will be the key for the Canes to win this game?
Yeah, I think the first thing, and Joe, thank you for having me as always, you have to be able to limit Notre Dame's rushing attack for a number of reasons. I mean, Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price are, you know, very hyped up. This is people calling them the best running back duo in the country, and maybe they are. So you have to try to limit them, you know, keep them from completely going off. And then the other reason why you want to do that, Joe, is Notre Dame would love nothing more than to see their running game be in complete control for four quarters so they can take all that pressure off their first time starting quarterback, CJ Carr. I mean, how much easier could Notre Dame make his life if he doesn't, you know, have to be dropping back on third downs and long when Reuben Bain and Akeem Mesidor are in his face? So, you know, if Miami can keep that Notre Dame running game a little bit bottled up, you can put some extra pressure on CJ Carr and try to rattle him, because it's a tall task for someone who has not started a single collegiate game in his career to have to step into a situation like this in a top 10 environment in what should be a hostile environment, we hope and we think, at Hard Rock Stadium. That's a tough spot to put CJ Carr in. So I start there. And then on the flip side, Joe, Miami, I believe, is also going to need to run the football, and I think they can. I think an advantage Miami is going to have is their offensive line against a very good Notre Dame defensive line, but one that doesn't have, you know, the largest of bodies. They've got two guys in their D-line rotation, only two who are over 300 pounds. One of them is at 302. I think Miami's O-line is going to be able to lean on them a little bit, and hopefully Mark Fletcher, yeah, Jordan Lyle and Shamar Brown are going to be able to pick up some yards.
So I guess we're all kind of curious, and we haven't talked about Carson Beck, but besides Carson Beck, who I think will be fine, he's got to have some receivers to throw to and get some separation. Who do you look at for this first game when we go out there? Because I don't think any of us know for sure. Who will be his number one and two targeted players that ends up having the best games in the passing game for week one for Carson Beck?
I think Elijah Lofton has got to be one of them, if not the guy. You know, Miami's tight end, you know, against Notre Dame's corners who are physical. They love to play man. They don't give you a lot of space, Joe. And I know we remember in the college football playoff when they beat Penn State in the semifinal. Now, part of this, I think, was an indictment on Penn State not having the best receivers last year. But Notre Dame didn't allow a single reception by a wide receiver for Penn State in that game. So it can be very difficult. I don't think that's going to be the case this Sunday. I think Miami is going to get some catches for their wide out. But I think someone like Elijah Lofton, Joe, who is just so versatile. You know, Shannon Dawson says about Lofton, the ball just finds him. I've heard him say that a couple times about Elijah. I think he's going to be a really important target at tight end or wherever else he's lining up. I think that's number one. And then also, Joe, and you were alluding to it, you know, I look at guys who have some experience. You know, for as excited as we've been and should be about true freshmen like Malachi Toney and Josh Moore, who have had really excellent training camps, but for a game like this, I look at a guy like C.J. Daniels, Joe, who's a six-year senior transfer, you know, played his football at LSU in the SEC last year. So he's played in some big games, some big moments. He's got a ton of experience. I think this is the type of game where a C.J. Daniels really needs to step up. So I look at a couple of those guys. And listen, I want the ball being spread around, believe me. But if C.J. Daniels and Elijah Lofton can set the tone, I think that can take Miami's passing game a long way.
What do you expect from Carson Beck? Everybody's got an opinion. When they talk nationally, they literally, he's one of the top three or four topics. Obviously, Arch Manning's always number one. But Carson Beck and just how good he was, and then the little shots about the foreign car that he drives and that stuff. But what do you expect from Carson Beck?
I think it's a blessing that Miami is able to open up their season in a game this big with a quarterback that experienced, Joe. And I know that people from the outside in who either they love to hate on Carson Beck or they love to hate on Miami, there's a lot of those haters out there in both of those cases, will say, hey, through 12 interceptions last year, the guy's turnover prone. Well, I mean, the year prior to that, when he actually had pass protection, a running game, and receivers who were up to Georgia's standards in 2023 compared to 2024, when his receiving core led the nation in drops, in 2023, he only threw six interceptions. He took care of the football. And I think that's what he needs to do, Joe, on Sunday. Now, you know, I think both these secondaries are really good. You know, Notre Dame's is, you know, pretty familiar to what they had last year. Miami's is completely revamped. Both secondaries have talent. Maybe there's going to be an interception or two on both sides. But I think Carson Beck taking care of the football, playing with poise, Joe. But I think he's got to hit a couple of big throws down the field as well. And I would probably trust, you know, the guy who's 24-3 in his career and will be playing against a top 10 opponent for the eighth time in his career. He's 5-2 in those situations. I would probably trust Carson Beck more to do that than the guy on the other side who is 0-0 so far in his college career. So I poise, take care of the football, and be the leader that I think he is. I think Beck has had a really good offseason. I think he's motivated. I think the change of scenery has lit a fire under him. And I don't think he's got to light up the stat sheet, Joe. I'm not looking at like 350 yards and five touchdowns, but I think if he can throw for 200, a touchdown or two, take care of the football, I think that can be a difference in this game.
You know, Donald, you were talking and makes a great stuff, and really appreciate all this stuff. It's really interesting that the secondary has been a problem. I mean, they've been at times god awful last year, especially towards the end of the year. It was so bad, I didn't know if it was mental mistakes or guys just were getting beat that bad at times. It was third and 12, and other teams are getting 18, 19, like it was a short pass. You see these guys running around now, and with a new coordinator, simplify things so everybody's on the same page, but with a lot of experience too, with these guys they have. You just feel a lot better about the defensive secondary, don't you?
Yeah, especially, you know, with the physicality of profiles like Xavier Lucas and O.J. Frederick, that, you know, you trust these guys a little bit more not to give up big time space. And Notre Dame's got some good receivers, Joe. Jermaine Greathouse, who had a good year last year. They brought in Malachi Fields from Virginia, who's a big physical target who transferred in there. So I think our guys are going to be up to the task, Joe. I mean, Frederick is over 6 foot, over 200 pounds, plays physical. Xavier Lucas, same thing, physical. I think Miami's only got one guy, maybe two now, in their defensive secondary who are below 6 feet tall. It's mostly long physical players, and the unit's completely transformed. I mean, I was listening, Joe, the other day to one of the more prominent college football analysts out there, Josh Pate, who's now with On3 Sports. And, you know, he mentioned some of the intel that he's gotten coming from, you know, Miami people in the Miami facility is not only is Miami's defensive secondary revamped, but people in Coral Gables feel like now that could be a strength of the football team, that they think they've turned it around that much. And yeah, Sunday's going to be the first big test for that.
And we just take it for granted, but you hit it first. This thing, when you talk about strength last year and this year of the Miami Hurricanes team, we talk O-line, and that hasn't changed. They really got to dominate. They have to, there got to be time to throw, but they do need to have a good game running the football with two of those three running backs over 220 pounds.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They need to run it inside and just and pound people.
Yeah, I mean, it's not negotiable. And that's why I'm and who knows, the first game of the season, Joe, in terms of what the score is going to look like, is it going to be a high scoring game, a low scoring game? Sometimes the first game can be unpredictable, but I'm thinking it's probably going to be a lower scoring game, Joe. Like, I'm looking at, I think my official pick for this one is Miami 23-20, or maybe I could go 24-21, something like that. I think they're going to go under the 49.5, which, you know, the Hard Rock app that Vegas has set for this one. But yeah, I don't think either side is going to win this game if they can't run. I think that that's non-negotiable in a matchup like this, where both coaches, Cristobal on Miami's side and Marcus Freeman on the other side, they love to have big physical lines of scrimmage and big time running attacks.
I will say this. I've been on this and I believe it at the college level, as well as the pro level experience. There's something to be said for experience, and Notre Dame's coming in after playing in that national championship game. You agree with that? There's something to be said for being on the road and winning games, and some of those guys, or a lot of them, are actually back on this team.
Yeah, and also for what it's worth, and, you know, it's a completely different group of people in that building, but they just won, a playoff game at Hard Rock Stadium, you know, about, 7 or 8 months ago, the one against Penn State. So for, you know, they're all the players who are returning to that lineup will be able to visualize, hey, the last time we were in this building, we came away with a big victory. But then, of course, Miami fans, and I'll never forget this, Joe, because I was in the stadium, 2017 on that November night. That was the loudest I've ever experienced.
Yeah,
Hard
we need
Rock
that
stadium.
Again. That's a good point.
It was crazy. So, you know, again, I know Notre Dame, these players remember winning a game in that building several months ago, but my Miami fans need to recreate what we had in that building back in 2018. But I agree with you. There's no substitute for experience. And, you know, on the Miami side, obviously, to be able to have guys like Carson Beck, who's been in big games, C.J. Daniels, the receiver coming out of LSU, a guy like Keontae Scott coming out of Auburn, Jacoby Thomas coming out of Tennessee, you know, to be able to have some players on the Miami side with experience in really big games, I think can help us.
Loud and humid, man. That's the new thing. Loud and humid is about as whatever maximum number you can get that night. Just where it's a sweat box in there is will be fun. Hey, this one's going to be a lot of fun. What a great kickoff for both Notre Dame and the Miami Hurricanes. Alex, thank you so much, bud. Appreciate you coming on.
Joe, Hollywood, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. And like you said at the top, we're getting tired of talking about this. We just want to see the football on Sunday, then we'll break down whatever happens.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.